We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
And here we are. Usually when we're out for a fight, we're in Vegas.
Yes.
This time we are in Dallas.
Jerry World.
Jerry's World. We're coming to you live today from AT&T Stadium in Dallas, where this Saturday you've got a matchup between Errol Spence and Mikey Garcia. You don't want to miss this pay-per-view. It's this Saturday. Spence Jr. versus Garcia. It is on pay-per-view Saturday, 9 o'clock. We are here courtesy of our friends at Fox, and we will bring you some fun stuff throughout the next couple of days. We are literally in AT&T Stadium. I can see the big giant video board as I look straight ahead. The stadium is phenomenal. I've never been here before.
I've never been here either.
It is unbelievable.
I see why people say it's the nicest stadium in the league, because I never played here. But this is one of the nicest stadiums I've been in my life.
And Valero, you've been here before, right? You're a Cowboys fan.
Yeah, I've been here. I've been there twice.
And it looks to me they're building, you know, the ring at center field. I don't know what you call it.
Midfield. Like
the midfield. And, you know, right underneath the big screens and whatnot. But it looks to me, just walking around AT&T Stadium, like you actually, no matter where you're sitting, you have a pretty good sight line of everything.
Yeah, you walk into the stadium and everything is in front of you. It's kind of like Marlins Park, where you walk into it and the field's right there.
Right. Wherever you're walking from, you can see it. Like, it's just super, super cool. Scotty Farrell walking by us as we do the show. Always like seeing Farrell. We'll get him on this week. No question
Flip
about
flops
it.
Flip-flops on. I love Farrell.
He's doing his thing, man. So, yesterday we missed the show because Hurricanes basketball was on. I was bummed we missed yesterday's show. Now, we were traveling. We had to get here to Dallas. But Tuesday night, I was glued. When I say glued to NFL Network Tuesday night, I was glued to it. So a couple things that have happened since we've been off the air. Odell Beckham goes to Cleveland.
The Browns become a Super Bowl favorite.
It's crazy.
That's wild.
Le'Veon Bell goes to the Jets.
Not great for us.
And Cam Wake's career as a Miami Dolphin is over, which, you know, leaves everybody a little melancholy, I guess. But as we said, we all want what's best, I think, for Cam Wake.
As a Dolphin fan, as the pregame host now, if I'm going to think this will be my eighth season going into pregame, I'm upset about Cam not being here. But I've said it in the past, being a personal friend to Cam Wake, speaking with Cam about his free agency coming up, not telling him do this or that, just talking to him, this is great for Cam Wake. The people out there, and I've talked to some people today that are upset, calling me about Cam Wake, why would we do that? Be happy for Cam Wake. Cam Wake got a couple more years left in his career. He had a tough run coming up to getting in the NFL. I don't know if Tennessee's the place to have that success, but with the Dolphins rebuilding, it's crazy for me to say, and I'm sorry, Dolphin fans that love Cam Wake, because I love him too. Great pass rusher, and he should be in the Ring of Honor.
Absolutely, when he'll be one day.
His name will be up there with JT and all the greats, the Bonacanis and everyone else, the Marinos. I want to see Cam Wake go somewhere else and see if he can have real postseason success in the NFL, because he's never felt that with the Miami Dolphins.
So Cam Wake, no longer Miami Dolphin. There are just myriad changes when it comes to this roster. The quarterback position still seems to be a little bit up in the air. We'll talk about that today. They are loading up on tight ends, though. Clive Walford.
Yes.
He's been signed by the Dolphins. So
after Dwayne Allen. What are we, eight deep at tight end?
They are loading up at tight end.
We're going to tight end the hell out of people
this year. We are going to tight end the hell out of them. We're going to kill them with love.
If Dwayne Allen don't catch it, I'm going to slap you. Gasecki don't catch it, I'm going to slap you.
They have a wealth of talent at tight end. Yesterday, so we're supposed to fly, which we made it, but we were supposed to fly from Fort Lauderdale to Dallas. And then in the morning, I see that there's a bomb cyclone that has formed over the Midwest, which didn't sound great to me. I think it's just a snowstorm, but they're calling it a bomb cyclone. And the outer bands of it, because it kind of moves in a circular hurricane fashion, the outer bands were reaching down to Dallas-Fort Worth, which is where we were flying into. And then the government announced that all the Boeing 737 MAX 8s and 9s would be grounded. Then I read that 1,500 flights because of the bomb cyclone were canceled. And I said to Crowder, if we take off on time, we are going to be the only airplane in the sky. Sure as bleep, we took off on time.
We were the first airplane that the government gave a thumbs up to. There was no other planes on the runway. We got lucky.
We just took off and we did our thing, man. It was great. So
it was as long as Vegas, but it's okay.
It was a long flight, even though it's not as long a flight. But they actually went around the storm, so it dipped down south to come back up north to Dallas-Fort Worth. But then on the airplane, Crowder sat right in front of Patient Zero.
Oh, that had me hot.
Right in front of Patient Zero.
Whole family had bronchitis, and they sat right behind me. Kids, parents, everybody had asthma and bronchitis together, and I'm right in front of them. You're over there on your side of the plane with Tobin, living the life. I don't know what I have right now.
I did not realize what you were going through, and then I did look at you partway through the flight, and I saw that you had a hoodie on. And I saw that you had taken your hoodie and pulled it all the way down over your mouth.
I have kids. I didn't want to die.
Like mush mouth.
I didn't want to die.
I honestly thought maybe you were just looking for some privacy while you slept or something. No. I have no idea.
When we landed, you were like, hoo-hoo, Crowder, we're headed to Whataburger. I was like, bro, I need to go to the doctor. I have to get checked out with what I've been around.
I hate, when I say hate people that fly sick. And
yes.
he was in front of Patient Zero.
And then I'll just tell you this. When you fly with your kids, my wife's great at it. I've told you, if my kids clear their throat, Delsum, Claritin, Cough-X, Robitussin, Sudafed, she will shove this stuff. Stop coughing on the plane. This is disgusting. If you fly with a child, bring some medication, because they're going to be nasty, and you don't want that to be around all them other people, man. It had me hot. I was hot. It took me about 2 hours to calm down after that flight because I wanted to say something.
Well, it took him a couple hours to calm down. I'll tell you why he calmed down. We land. We drove. We had a rental car. It's not like Vegas. So they gave us a rental car, and we drove over to our hotel. And then after we unpacked, we made the pilgrimage to Whataburger. Now, you know I'm a fan of foods in different locales that you can't get other places. You know, we go to Vegas, I'll hit In-N-Out Burger. And so I've never been to Dallas. I wanted to go to Whataburger. And we had Doug Plagans, who's the radio play-by-play voice of the Florida Panthers. You know, and he travels from city to city with the team. And he had come out with us the week before. He said, got to go to Whataburger, got to go to Torchy's Tacos. We're going to hit Papado's today.
Yes.
Like, there's some places that are regional that I want to get. So we went to Whataburger last night. And I'm going to say something. I'm going to tell you what I tweeted. Now, a couple things. I tweeted earlier yesterday when we were at Whataburger pictures of me and Crowder at Whataburger. I was like Tommy Tourist. I took pictures of Crowder ordering at the counter. He gets so annoyed by me.
Leave me alone, bro.
I go, hey, say your order again. I want to get a picture.
Go to hell.
So I tweeted out pictures. And then what I tweeted this morning, after experiencing Whataburger for the first time last night, I can definitively say it is much better than In-N-Out Burger.
Hmm. Trip made you do that?
That burger was good.
You can't lie. Good.
You can't lie.
It was a good burger.
It was a good burger.
Text in, tweet us something. I like adult entertainment establishments. That's what I do, and I might be able to drag
Hawkeye
to one before we leave Dallas. When we're riding up to Whataburger, your face is that of me walking into a strip place.
Yes.
Bro, you're going in there to see beef and buns.
No, what I'm going to
do. The beef and buns I like. I get excited about those beef and buns.
I talk up that burger like it's a dancer. I talk to it. I caress it.
You did.
I do. I was excited. So then,
open the wrapper. What'd you say? This is like undressing.
I said this is unboxing. Unboxing.
What is going on?
Because there's video on Instagram. You can check out my Instagram is Radio Mark Hockman, and the 560 Instagram is 560 WQAM. Because on the 560 Instagram, I put some video up of us here at AT&T Stadium, so you can get a little glimpse of what we're seeing. And then I put put a little video up at lunch today. We're trying to find, like, Dallas places. They, you know, there was a Hooters down the street, and we've got our Hooters Hoops Hysteria coming up, and we're going to be doing shows from Hooters in South Florida next week. But I figured we're in Dallas. Let's go to places that we can only get in Dallas.
Yes.
Where the hell did we go for lunch?
Boomer Jacks.
Boomer and Jacks.
Yeah.
Boomer and Jacks. And Crowder, I videoed it. He had what kind of wings?
Carolina Reaper.
Carolina Reaper. Made with those Carolina Reaper peppers.
Yes.
And
stupid hot.
I mean, he took the bite, and I was Instagramming him, and then I could see in his eyes. Is that why you asked for a water when we were leaving? We were leaving.
Hey, don't tell my secrets.
And
now
he's like, hey, you got a bottle of water? And they're like, no, we don't have any bottled water. She's like, I can make you some tap water just in a cup or whatever. He's like, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Give me that tap.
Is that why?
Bro,
are you on fire?
I can still taste it.
Man.
If I lick my lips right now, I still taste that burn of those Carolina Reaper. But that's why you go to different places. You get to enjoy. Next time I go to Hooters and what is it, Three Mile Island or whatever.
I don't like those either.
Yeah, when they say, hey, you've had that, I'd be like, bro, this Boomer Jackson Dallas has nothing on there. What was it, Carolina Reaper? That, see? That my enjoyment of the
right,
hot sauce is
right.
Your enjoyment.
And that's how I do the burgers.
I'm like beefing buns.
I do the burgers. So this Whataburger, I'm telling you, was phenomenal. A lot of people had hyped it up to me. It was phenomenal. And again, I tweeted, after experiencing Whataburger for the first time, I can say it's much better than In-N-Out Burger. Well, that's been met with a whole bunch of controversy on my Twitter. Although I'm looking at someone recently, speak the damn gospel, Hockman. So there are people. Now, I know Doug Plagans prefers In-N-Out Burger, but Whataburger, for me, that took it. I loved it. You could text in your thoughts. 560-22 Kendall Toyota, West Kendall Toyota text line. We're going to try Torchy's Tacos.
Yeah.
We're going to go to Papa Do's tonight. We're doing a food tour.
I'm excited about Papa Do's.
Now, I've never been there before.
You're in Atlanta.
Yeah.
I've been to Papa Do's. Is awesome.
Yeah.
I just did Whataburger, and, you know, the burger was, the food was good, you know, but the ambiance, it was a little.
Well, it's a burger joint.
We're
in the middle of the city. We went at 10 o'clock at night, so it opened 24 hours.
I've been to Five Guys. I've been to Burger Five. I've been different. In-N-Out. Like, the Whataburger, it's
McDowell's.
Yes. Their patties have no sesame seeds. It's a little different than what I'm used to.
I loved it, man. Anyway, we got a lot of stuff to get to. And as we do every Thursday, Rob Pizzola, professional sports gambler, will join us. Omar Kelly from the Sun Sentinel, he's going to join us. We'll talk a little Dolphins with him. Is Ryan Tannehill going to be the quarterback of the Miami Dolphins still next season? Is this where we're at, folks?
We're still evaluating.
Is this where we're at? We'll discuss the Dolphins QB situation when we come back. Radio.com. Radio.com. Back live. AT&T Stadium, courtesy of our friends at Fox. Spence and Garcia this Saturday night on pay-per-view. Two consensus top pound-for-pound fighters, welterweight world champion Errol Spence and four-division world champion Mikey Garcia. And hopefully we'll talk with some boxing analysts and maybe even Mikey Garcia or Errol Spence Jr. while we're out here the next couple of days. But I can tell you, we have a very cool view here at AT&T Stadium. And again, we'll Instagram some video and whatnot. But yeah, you got to give props to Jerry Jones on this place, because this thing is, you know, because you see it all the time.
Yes.
On TV, and it's hard to grasp just how visible the video screen in the center.
Visible, huh?
Because
you'd
think that it would be far away. Like, you'd think that this place would be so cavernous that, you know, you'd almost not be able to see live stuff taking place. I'm amazed at just how close to the field everything looks to me. And then, I mean, I think I'm closer to that screen. If I'm in row, you know, F, I'm closer to that screen than I am to the TV in my bed at the hotel that we're staying at.
When your son was younger, did you have to tell him to get out of the TV?
This one, you couldn't say anything.
This is the opposite. This is my son would come here and be like, Daddy, why do you keep telling me about get out of the TV? Look how big this damn screen is.
100,000 people that have their heads in the TV.
This is amazing. I'm not going to lie, man. It takes a lot for me to be taken back by something.
It's nice.
This stadium is amazing.
Yeah. Yeah. This is like a this is just a work of art, and I really haven't even explored it yet, but we'll do that over the next couple of days. So should be a fun couple of broadcasts here from Dallas.
I don't know if we're allowed to just walk around. You're going to get me locked up.
This is the first time that we've ever been in Dallas together. We're pioneers. What?
You can't be a pioneer.
What do you mean? We're pioneers.
There's hundreds of thousands of people living here.
He keeps taking issue with this, Valero. When we were driving from the airport yesterday, I looked at him. I said, look at us. We're pioneers. When we pulled up to Whataburger and we got out of the car, I said, look at us. In fact, it's on the Instagram video. I'm like, we're pioneers. And he's like, we're not bleep, 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 bleep pioneers. But I think we are. Valero, if we've never done anything together, and I'm the first Hockman to drive in Dallas. My parents, they haven't driven a car in Dallas. I'm a pioneer.
Yeah, I don't think it works that way. You got to be the first person ever to do
no,
it. You're just
no.
the first Hockman
yes.
to do it.
I don't think so.
You can't be a Hockman pioneer.
I was telling Crowder yesterday, so we're at Whataburger, and we're waiting for our food. They bring it to you right at the table there. And I said to him, you know what? We are like Thelma and Louise.
Wow. They were running from the law.
Who was?
Thelma and Louise. No one's looking for us. Our wives know exactly where we are. Valero, our bosses. There's nothing like Thelma and Louise does. There's nothing at all.
Admittedly, I have never seen the movie. I thought it was just a couple friends traveling the country. And
pioneering Texas.
Yeah. So we're not like Thelma and Louise?
No, we're close.
Well, what are we closer to? I made a list. Are we Thelma and Louise, Yogi and Boo Boo?
Yogi and Boo Boo.
Peaches and Herb. Crockett and Tubbs. Starsky and Hutch. Sam and Pat. I kind of feel like we're Sam and Pat a little bit.
Sertain and Madison?
Yeah.
What are you talking about?
Michael and Scotty.
Michael and Scotty.
MJ and Scotty.
Of pioneering.
Turner and Hooch.
I'm Turner.
Kid and Play.
I like that one.
Or Bob Birchtold and Bob Broberg.
That's the winner.
Me? Who's me? Because I'm not me.
I think you're B.
No, bro.
You'd rather be Bob?
Yeah, I don't know.
No,
you know
I'll be what? B. I'll be B. I'd rather receive.
I think we're pretty close to one of those tandems, either Thelma and Louise or Bob Birchtold and Bob Broberg.
I would actually, the craziest thing, I would say we're closer to Michael and Scotty.
Michael and Scotty?
Because they were cool and they were just kind of chilling doing their job. That's what we are, bro. We're not pioneers. We're out in Dallas. We're chilling. We're doing our job. We're having a good time. Michael and Scotty's the close, but that's a stretch.
Thelma and Louise, though, I think that's like, because we were waiting for the food, and I'm like, look at us. We're Thelma and Louise.
Nobody's looking for us. No, we didn't do anything wrong.
That's the lie. She was looking. Number 26, number 26, she's looking, and then she found me. Like the Thelma and Louise.
That you were impressed that she was sweeping up Whataburger?
Yeah.
She works there.
Right. She was looking for us.
She was doing her job.
She was looking for us.
She was doing her job, giving out ketchup.
Ryan Tannehill is lingering like blank. Text it in, 560-22, Kendall Toyota, West Kendall Toyota text line. Ryan Tannehill is lingering like blank. It's like Match Game. You have the Match Game music, Valero? Here on Match Game.
Match Game.
That's your game show music. That's Match Game.
Soy sauce in your cabinet.
Wait a second. I go through soy sauce at least 2 bottles a week.
What?
I'm not even lying
really?
To you.
Soy sauce like that?
So I have frozen vegetables usually every day for lunch. I have that bird's eye. It's frozen vegetables. It's got some baby broccoli, some edamame, and some carrots.
That's your lunch.
And so I nuke it. It's 5 minutes, and then I have a bowl, and it's vegetables.
You nuke
and then
it?
I microwave it.
Okay.
And then I pour soy sauce over it to give it some flavor. I go through two things of soy sauce in a week.
You're the only one.
Well, I told you I'm living that salt life.
You're the only one. Bro, soy sauce is in my house for months.
Really? What about sushi? You don't bring sushi home?
Yeah, but when you bring it home, you pour a little bit on there and get on out of there.
I'm going to disagree. Play the match game music, though. Ryan Tannehill, Dolphins quarterback. This isn't even the way that they would do it on match game. Is lingering like blank. Ryan Tannehill, this is where the stars now think about it,
yeah.
Write down their answers. Ryan Tannehill, Dolphins quarterback, is lingering like blank.
Bar soap in the shower.
Now, I use bar soap in the shower.
You use bar soap?
I go through at least two bar soaps.
What year are you living in? Bar soap and sour damn soy sauce?
What do you mean?
Bar soap sits there for months.
We are Thelma and Louise.
Why can we be Thelma and Louise? Tannehill's holding on, baby. I don't know why, but Tannehill's holding on. Bar soap.
Yeah, I use bar
soap. Man, everybody has. You got the squirty soap.
I don't feel like that gets off your skin well enough.
It moisturizes you.
Yeah, I do not like. Which kind of soap do you use, Valero?
I use liquid soap.
You use liquid
soap? I used to use bar soap, but then my skin gets too dry. I don't like it.
Well, you know, you can get like an aloe-infused bar soap. You don't have to use ivory.
This might be cultural because I don't think white folks are too concerned with moisture in their
That's
skin.
That's true. And you've told me before, black people use a washcloth.
Yeah.
There's always a washcloth in the towel.
You got to, because it's the bar soap like is there. If you're in there at 10 o'clock and you have to wash your genitals, how can I wash my face at 11 if you don't use a washcloth?
But I'm the only one that's using that soap.
You and your wife?
Well, no, she's got her soap.
You have your own personal bars?
Well, I think she uses liquid soap.
Because she's smart.
I don't know. Tom and Jerry, someone says we're like Tom and Jerry.
That's a lot better than Thelma and Louise.
No, I think Harold, the best one is Dumb and Dumber.
I was going to say Harold and Kumar.
No, because we don't do drugs.
Siskel and Ebert.
Nah.
Bert and Ernie.
I like these.
Rocky and Bullwinkle. Millie and Vanilli.
Rocky and Bullwinkle's pretty good.
The Odd Couple. Yeah, we've heard that before.
Yeah. We had a whole push on that one.
Is there a chance that that Ryan Tannehill ends up lingering through the season?
No. There couldn't be. If they rebuilt with Gase or if they kept the same regime around, I would say, you know what, they might just ride him out until they find a replacement. But with this new head coach coming in, how can Brian Flores do that with a sound mind?
Well,
bringing back Tannehill like the last three head coaches.
Yeah, that's the only part, too, because, you know, some people text in. They're like, well, if you're really trying to tank, you keep him. Nah, not Tannehill.
He's too good. Now, that's funny to say, but Tannehill's too good.
He's too good for what you're trying to do. You really do want to, like, take a shot at least. You know what you're getting with Tannehill, so 7, 8, 9 wins maybe.
Yes.
You really do then at least want to take a shot with Luke Falk or Jake Rudock, where at least you go, hey, we don't think they're going to be any good. If they surprise us, they're the next Kurt Warner. Well, we just lucked into something great. So with Tannehill, like, yeah, you just like, so I don't think, but man, when Teddy Bridgewater and Tyrod Taylor seemingly were now spoken for with other teams, I saw Adam Beasley from the Miami Herald. He tweeted out, and the best opportunity left for the Dolphins is Ryan Tannehill.
Bortles. You know,
Blake Bortles is out there now. You can go with Blake Bortles. Here. I think he's too good, too.
Ooh.
Blake was
struggling on a very talented team in Jacksonville.
If you're going to honestly be in the Tua Tagovailoa sweepstakes, what, three wins max?
Three max. Even look at every year. If we go back, the Browns, they were 1-15 and 0-16. Arizona this year, 2-4. Like, Three max bad, if you really want to be in there. You got to be bad.
Bad, bad.
You got to be ugly.
I think Dave Hyde wrote something in the Sun Sentinel today about, hey, you know what? The team that the Dolphins need to be worried about is the New York Giants because they're bad.
Yeah.
They didn't get any better at quarterback. They got rid of the best receiver in football. Like, there's a – if you're really keyed in on getting Tua, then you have to be bad, bad. And Ryan Tannehill – does not allow you to do that.
And even with that, the Giants thought Saquon Barkley can win you games. Saquon Barkley can go have 8 catches for a receiving touchdown, 21 carries, 2 rushing touchdowns, 130 yards. Like, he can go have a stupid game. Who on our roster right now can go have a stupid game?
A stupid game.
Can Kenny get you 3 touchdowns, 180 yards?
Maybe Jakeem if they're running some funky, you know.
But there's a one or two play. He's a scheme guy. Now Jakeem might be able to go crazy. You get him one reverse and he breaks it. One punt return. Like he's athletic enough. Where talking about the quarterback, bringing that quarterback in. We have a bunch of guys now that are okay, and they're never going to change the game by themselves. If you bring in a Teddy Bridgewater and he is honestly like the Saints trying to make him the backup, the replacement to Drew Brees, Teddy can come in here and get you 7-8 wins. And then you're sitting right back in the middle of the draft order. That's what you have to decide upon. That's what the fans have to see. Where I understand what the Giants are going through. They might be worse than us, but I really do believe Saquon being on the Giants hurts their chances of jumping us next year in the draft because Saquon is good enough to change the game. I don't think there's a player on our team right now, offensively especially, good enough to change a game.
Now, this is interesting. Gil Brandt, who's a senior analyst at NFL.com, but he hosts that radio show, I think, with Alex Marvez on SiriusXM. Gil Brandt tweeted out, while a good portion of the scouts and coaches at Oklahoma's Pro Day yesterday moved on to Clemson, the Dolphins stayed behind in Norman to work out Kyler Murray today. Now, you'd have to be maneuvering in order to get him. You're not going to get him at 13, so you'd be maneuvering, but that's interesting. That's interesting. While a good portion of the scouts and coaches at Oklahoma's Pro Day yesterday moved on to Clemson, the Dolphins stayed behind in Norman to work out Kyler Murray today.
It would have to be a Ricky Williams situation.
Right. Take it all.
Honestly.
Take it all. He's our guy.
Are you ready to do that for Kyler?
I'm ready to do what they think is the right thing to do. All we've said for however many weeks now is find the guy you covet the way that, you know, Kansas City coveted Patrick Mahomes or Indianapolis. You know, Indianapolis coveted Andrew Luck enough to move on from Peyton Manning.
Yes.
Like find the guy that you really covet, not the guy that ends up in your lap, not the guy that just happens to be available when you're picking. Find the guy you really covet, which is what Mike Ditka did with Ricky Williams, and make it happen. You might be right, you might not, but at least we know you have done your research. You are all in with this guy. It's not dipping your toe.
I wouldn't be mad.
I wouldn't be mad either.
Draft morning, they're talking, and this would have to happen, you know, well before the draft. Like, this is not happening when Arizona's on the clock.
Right.
Where it comes out draft morning, or you know what? Now the first round's in the evening. So this will be around 5, 6 in the afternoon. The Dolphins have traded, switched first rounders with Arizona, giving them their second, third, fourth, and fifth jump to number one.
Right.
I would not be upset one
Neither
bit.
Neither would I.
Because y'all have dedicated yourself. We know who you're going to get, and this is the guy that's going to change the franchise.
And we're doing our draft watch party at Dave and Buster's that night. We'd be able to leave earlier because, you know, it'd be done.
Oh, it'd be a party.
If they draft
Kyler Murray.
You're not kidding,
We wouldn't have to see him throw a ball. And I would say, because this morning, the entire – you get up, NFL Network, any show you went on show Kyler Murray's workout. The young man looks good. I don't give a damn he didn't run a 40. I don't care he didn't measure again at 5'10 and 1/8 or 5'10 and 7/8 or 5'10 and 3/8. He looked great throwing that football. I've seen him win the Heisman. I've seen his numbers. If they have said Kyler Murray's that guy and the Dolphins put all their resources into it, I trust them and I believe in them. Chris Greer, go get your guy that's going to make your name as a GM. If Chris Greer trades up to number one to go get Kyler Murray, he has made his name as a GM. Now, if Kyler Murray flames out, he just embarrassed himself.
But it'll be 4 years later until you find out. You might as well swing for the fences.
If Kyler Murray is Russell Wilson – you would be looked at as a genius general manager. Oh, he gave up 5 picks for the guy, but he got an all-pro potential Hall of Fame Super Bowl-type quarterback. Is 5 picks worth that? I would say yes.
I would say yes, too. But, again, it's got to be like, hey, obviously, if you're going to do all that, we're all in. We are doing it.
Go get him. He has a bulbous head, though.
Kyler Murray?
Very big on the top. Like a
I didn't know if you were talking about Kyler Murray or Gil Brandt.
No. Looks like one of those little Disney characters.
We're at AT&T Stadium in Arlington, Texas, home of the Dallas Cowboys. Unbeaten IBF World Welterweight Champion Errol the Truth Spence Jr. defends his title against undefeated 4-division champion Mikey Garcia in a highly anticipated and historic showdown for pound-for-pound supremacy. This headlines the first premier boxing champions on Fox Sports pay-per-view this Saturday night, and we'll be at AT&T Stadium today and tomorrow, bringing you all the action, getting you ready for that big pay-per-view fight. In about 20 minutes, Rob Pizzola, professional sports gambler, he's going to join us, try to win us a little bit of money.
Radio.com. Radio.com.
Love a throwback Thursday. AT&T Stadium in Dallas. I guess I have to play that sound now, Falero, since you're playing this. This is apropos of nothing, Crowder. You always just find interesting stuff on the internet. It's one of the reasons, like, there's reasons why the internet is great. There's reasons why the internet is a terrible place.
Yeah, I get lost sometimes.
Here's one of the reasons that the internet is great. Someone, apropos of nothing, took some scenes from Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, made it sound like a movie trailer for like a serious drama thriller. You know, you just could take anything, put the right music in or whatever.
Is that fake? This movie trailer's fake?
Don't tell me you heard this.
They got me. I showed my wife.
Get out of here.
Where he's like, you find a you walking around with a gun?
Get
out
of here.
You're moving with your uncle and aunt to Bel-Air. This is fake?
Bro,
they got me.
Come on, dude.
I was jacked up about it.
They used lines from the old Fresh Prince.
I thought that was the clever part.
This is unbelievable turn of events here.
This is fake.
This is more shocking to me than Bob Birch told in the car.
Because shouldn't be that deep. Because they made it, like, real.
I know. That's why the internet is so good.
But they've done this before the movies, though, Crowder.
Right.
But the fight on the basketball court wasn't him spinning around on somebody's head. He bounced the basketball. It hit some dude in his face. They like a little gang. He walked over. You threw the basketball. You're like, no, man. And he punched him. And they thought, I thought this was real.
All right, well, play it. This is somebody just having fun on the internet, turning Fresh Prince of Bel-Air into what sounds like a thriller, a serious movie. It fooled Crowder. Would it fool you?
Look at you. The only reason why you're not in jail is because Uncle Phil called in a favor.
You throw this?
Yeah.
You're stupid.
You are carrying a gun on the streets to protect yourself? I've done my best, Will. It is time for a change. You're going to Bel-Air to live with your uncle and your auntie.
Will,
she said, auntie.
I will not bail you out again. In this house, I'm not Uncle Phil. I'm the law.
Remember that scene?
Yes! In the kitchen! Ridiculous!
Yeah. Yeah.
So, Will, what brings you to Bel-Air?
I caught with a gun. How are we related again?
And that's Carlton being lame.
He's from the streets of Philadelphia. Will needs discipline.
Just a little time. Just a little time and a little love. We are what he needs.
Why don't you go back to Philly? Born and raised, right?
You think I would ever want to be in this life?
You're not welcome, Will.
This is fake.
Wherever you're from.
This is fake. You ain't doing anything to earn this. Yes. I never had nothing. My life ain't a sitcom, I live. I don't even feel like I belong here.
Just give it some time. Everything happens for a reason.
You guys there? Okay. I guess there's some technical difficulties over in Dallas because they're supposed to be connected, but they're not. So we'll take a quick break right here on AM560 and come right back, hopefully with Hockman and Crowder from Dallas.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.